The World Health Organization has declared an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency of international concern. There's been dozens of deaths and hundreds of suspected cases reported so far, with two of those in neighboring Uganda. The outbreak doesn't currently meet pandemic criteria, and the WHO has so far advised against border closures. But microbiologist Peter Piot, who first discovered the Ebola virus, has told CNN the health agency's right to declare this an international emergency.
I'm quite worried for the region, not for the rest of the world, but for the region, because it has the potential for a larger outbreak for many reasons. One, it's probably that this has been going on for quite a while. Secondly, there are two cases in Kampala. They're not connected. So we are in a difficult situation.
Ebola is a virus that humans can catch through close contact with infected animals. And once in the human population, it continues spreading through direct contact with blood, secretions, organs, or other bodily fluids. Authorities first discovered it decades ago, in 1976, and it occasionally flares up, with the biggest outbreak in 2014-16, killing over 11,000 people. The dense tropical forests of the Democratic Republic of the Congo are a natural reservoir for Ebola, which is thought to reside within its fruit bat population. So what happens to those who contract the virus? Well, the disease it causes is rare, but severe, with symptoms including fever and fatigue, followed by vomiting, diarrhea, rash, impaired kidney and liver function, and sometimes bleeding. There are five strains of Ebola, and this outbreak's particular variant is one with no vaccine or treatment, and with a fatality rate of up to 50%. And while preventing the disease's spread is theoretically simple, it's complicated by high population mobility and a distrust in government and health workers. Jane Holton is the chair of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness. She says ongoing conflict in the region also exacerbates the problem.
It really does make life very difficult. If you think about something like this, where isolation, managing infection, actually dealing with patients who are infected, and also making sure that people are properly buried, because there are going to be deaths, there already have been and there'll be more, those become increasingly important. And of course, if you've got a conflict, it's very hard to put those sorts of conditions in place.
Dr. Jean Kassaya is the head of Africa's Centres for Disease Control and Prevention. He says the continent is poorly equipped to deal with the outbreak.
We must manufacture vaccines, medicines that we need, because we cannot on a daily basis, when we have an outbreak, to be on panic mode. Currently, I'm on panic mode because people are dying. I don't have medicines. I don't have vaccine.
The WHO says while this outbreak isn't a pandemic, countries sharing land borders with the DRC are at high risk of further spread. So how worried should we be about international spread? Dr. Eric Fiegel-Ding is an epidemiologist and chair of public health at the New England Complex Systems Institute. He says the likelihood of the Ebola virus spreading out of Africa is slim.
I don't think it necessarily will reach Australia, Europe, or the US readily yet. And if it does, probably it would get caught and noticed very early, because this is one of those strains that's very symptomatic. So this virus hasn't gone global, but it's definitely regional in that area. And we want to make sure it stays contained.
The WHO says confirmed Ebola cases should immediately isolate, and close contacts should be monitored daily.